Hey, good morning. Keep your ear by the radio. It's time for the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. Got an hour of great music, and we'll be talking to local musicians Christine Bolfa and Courtney Granger. They're part of a big George Jones Hoot Night that'll be taking place at the Blue Moon Saloon on Thursday, tomorrow evening. We'll be talking a little bit about that and listening to the music and talking about legendary George Jones. We've got some new music to get to at the beginning of the program. The Boston-based string band Joy Kill Sorrow were just at the Blue Moon last week. They're just about to release a brand new album called Wide Awake. Actually, it's on Signature Sounds, a pretty decent label. We'll hear a track from them. But first up, Don and the Buffalo are back. That's right. Their 10th album in their 25-year existence. It's called Tonight, Tomorrow, and Yesterday. Brand new on Sugar Hill Records. This is Don and the Buffalo, and all aboard as we kick off this caravan. Might help if I put the CD in. Hang on, folks.
Perception of reality is a playground for the devil and the sickened. We, just as Jesus, persevere in the face of the wicked. Some are or have become as crazy as all hell. A life of endless wanting is a life of never well. Before it's too late, we must fix what is not right. Do unto others what you would like. What you would like done unto you. And act in full contemplation of what true love would or would not do, whether you're a corporation, a government, or a person.
So play something that makes me feel, makes me feel good. So play something that makes me feel, makes me feel.
Stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call, but don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I'm a rig right down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside, my tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside, my tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true
fights for another's sake.
The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
The race is on. George Jones here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, KRVS. Before that, you heard Joy Kills Sorrow. As I said, they were just in town last week, and we heard Was It You, the opening track to their new album, Wide Awake. And Donna the Buffalo kicked things off with All Aboard from Tonight, Tomorrow, and Yesterday, their new album on Sugar Hill Records. It's 12 minutes past the hour. Time to look at the weather. And it says a 30% chance of rain today, this afternoon especially, partly sunny, a high of 86, a 30% chance staying with us through the evening, going up a little bit to 40 tomorrow, a low this evening of around 72, a high on Thursday of about 88. Currently it's 85 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got two musicians you all know, two local musicians, Christine Bolfa, of course, of the famous Bolfa family, and we also have Courtney Granger, incredible fiddler, plays with many outfits. I know he's part of Ray Abshire, and who else she's been playing with these days, Courtney?
The Pineleaf Boys.
And the Pineleaf Boys, yes, mainly.
And Balfour du Jour as well.
All right, so definitely interconnected, and they're here today because they're going to be they're putting on tomorrow evening at the Blue Moon Saloon. I guess a salute, a hoot night, however you want to call it. It's all about George Jones. So welcome, Christine and Courtney, to the program.
Thanks, Cecil.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, George Jones, it's only been a few weeks, but Courtney, just by judging on Facebook, I think you're the person I think that it was most affected by all of this. I think as of a couple of days ago, I still saw you posting things about missing George Jones. So tell us you're a fairly young fellow. How did you first encounter George Jones?
You know, I was thinking about that last night and earlier today. I don't know. I don't recall a time where I first heard George Jones. He was just always there. Just like, with Cajun music, him and Monkey Dewey, Baffa, they, it kind of goes hand in hand. It was just always there.
Right.
And I guess, just kind of take for granted that he will always be there, and so when he did pass away, it was a big shock, I guess.
Right, and I mean, he was a major country star, particularly in the 60s and the 70s. He had some major chart-topping hits, and he was one of the artists that I think was really, really affected by the turn in country music in the last 20 years, especially. And I think often he was vocal about it. But Christine, do you have any memories of how you first encountered George Jones, or you too? You just always heard it because it was probably in your house, huh?
I always heard it. Yeah, my dad was a big George Jones fan. He had a lot of, and lucky for me that I have some of Daddy's record collection, but he has, LPs of George Jones. So it was one of the things that was on the turntable quite often in our house. There was such an influence of George on Cajun music, and George's music, he had
Rufus Thibodeau
in his band playing for a while. And
oh, that's
so
right.
He was influenced quite a bit by Cajun music, too, I think.
Yeah, as a lot of people were. Did any of you ever get a chance to see him perform or meet him or anything like that?
I saw him about 15 years or so ago in Baton Rouge, and it was awesome. Like, we had gone to the show, and then they said something about somebody who buys a George Jones tour jacket will get front row seats, and we were like right at the merchandise table, and so Dirk and I were like, is that true? Can we, if we buy a tour jacket, And so we bought a tour jacket, and we got to sit right there in the front.
Wow.
And, we got to hear him talking in between to the other musicians and stuff. And, it got a little bit more information than we wanted to hear.
Right.
Now, I remember the first time I saw George, it was probably maybe 10 years ago. He's playing Kinder at the casino.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was so excited. We got the tickets, and then that morning, I woke up with a stomach virus. But
are you attributed it to what?
That's for another show. But I still went. I was like sick, dying. I don't care. I'm going to see George. And I sat on the floor of the arena in the very back, green, like sick. But I was not going to miss that concert.
I'm sure. So George, I mean, he had such a colorful life. The most famous story that I'm sure everyone's heard about George Jones was a time when he. I think when he was with maybe with Tammy Wynette, when he took off to go to the liquor store on his ride lawnmower, basically. Yeah. It took him. I think they figured out it took him about like an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes for him to drive out there, but he was still going to do it.
Determined.
You know? He was determined.
It was funny because like when we first started thinking about like, you know, George had died, like what can we do to like honor George and a friend of ours? wanted to organize like everybody riding like on their riding lawnmowers or their tractors like through the Saint Streets, you know,
there
and just
you
sort
go.
Of and then we thought we'll do that and then we'll end it at the Blue Moon and we'll have a big, you know, night.
Well, a procession, yes.
A procession. So that was the original plan, but we thought logistically it might be a little challenging.
Yeah, you might have to get Lafayette Police involved with that one. Yeah. So yeah, a little bit more trouble. But yeah, the legendary George Jones. Before we get any further and talk about the show itself and who's all involved, I just for the first time yesterday managed to hear George Jones' first recording, his very first record done in 1954. It didn't go anywhere, but it's pretty, you know, maybe he was looking forward, I don't know, but the name of the song is "There's No Money in This Deal."
Well, I can meet you on the street and I'll stop and talk to you. You can walk around the block and I will walk around it too. We can sit down in the park, do some loving in the dark. But to me, you don't appeal, cause there ain't no money in this deal. Say to me, let's eat. I might say my name is Pete, and you say that yours is Joyce, but I know it could be Lois. We can go ahead and steal a life that isn't real later. I might say I'm Bill, cause there ain't no money in this deal. I say until you buy me an automobile, but I won't stay with you still unless there's money in this day. She's already got her fill. Told me go find myself another, cause there ain't no money in this deal. I'm in it, baby. There's no money in this deal.
Yeah, that was pretty smoking hot.
Talk about.
They probably thought he sounded a little too much like Hank Williams, though.
I was just saying that's probably
why he never went anywhere. So this guy's a Hank. But I tell you what, that piano part, you got Wilson Savo on that one, man. That sounded right up his alley.
And the fiddle was very Cajun as well.
There you go. Gosh, you worked this song out before tomorrow night.
I know. We were just talking about that.
There you go. Well, we're talking with Courtney Granger and Christine Balfa. They're part of the George Jones Hoot Night, I guess. What is the proper title? What are we calling this? Hoot Night, George Moan tribute, a celebration of his life going on tomorrow night at the Blue Moon Saloon. So tell us, guys, how did this come about? Whose idea was it? Was it Courtney? Was this you?
Actually, no. This was Christine's idea.
Oh, well, Christine, tell us about when the idea sprung in your head and who you got to help you out with it.
Well, it was actually we were hanging out at the Blue Moon, and we were talking about the whole, you know, lawnmower thing, sort of like doing that just for fun and maybe going to somebody's house and having a party. But I just started thinking about how much George, you know, so many people love George Jones of different, you know, backgrounds or different age groups. And I don't know, just talk, sort of hanging out, talking, and thought it would be fun to do a tribute night somewhere, or just have a party, or I wasn't quite sure, you know, and then happened to mention it to Mark, he's like, man, y'all do that? Yeah, y'all want to do that here? And so he was, you know, got on board and was really excited about the idea of that. And so then he and I just sort of started talking, and, you know, of course, Courtney was the, you know, for sure wanted Courtney to be a big part of it. And so since then, Courtney and then Dave Traynor and I have been kind of thinking about all these different musicians I would want to sing. And so, yeah, Courtney's pretty much the host of it. He's going to do the majority of the singing, and then we got some other folks sitting in that I just wanted to play tribute to George.
Well, it sounds like it'll be fun. I'm guessing the usual start time around 9-ish? Or
around 9-ish, yeah.
And it's at the Blue Moon tomorrow night. Anybody else in particular that you know is going to be showing up there? I mentioned Wilson. Is he going to be part of it?
Wilson's going to be part. Yvette Landry will be there.
Oh, okay.
Lindsey Young.
Dustin Saunier.
Dustin Saunier. I'm drawing a blank now.
Well, the band is Dave Traynor's playing. Kevin Wimmer's on fiddle.
Wow.
Glenn Fields on drums.
All
Eric Fry
review.
On bass, Richard Combo, Tico on steel, Chris Bro on guitar.
Well,
so that's the band. That's the backup band.
Yeah, it's gonna work.
It's gonna work. And Freddie Pate.
Freddie Pate's coming
just
in.
Confirm that Freddie Pate's gonna come in and sing some.
Well, incredible. I mean, that should be one great show. And I'm hats off to you guys for putting this together. Courtney, you picked a George Jones tune you wanted to hear, didn't you? Was it just one more? Was
just
that one
more? Yeah.
Is that an early hit of his?
That's an early hit. It's probably one of the first tunes I think I remember learning from George Jones.
Okay.
Really, really great tune.
Let's check it out.
Put the bottle on the table. Let it stay fire till I'm not able to see your face in every place that I go. I've been sitting here so long, just remembering that you are gone. Well, one more drink of wine, then if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another. I'll keep drinking, it won't matter. I'll just remember that I once had her. I don't know why I sit and cry every day. I've been trying to forget, but I haven't stopped as yet. If you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another. Put the bottle on the table, let it stay there till I'm not able to see your face in every place that I go. I've been sitting here so long, just remembering that you are gone. Well, one more drink of wine, then if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another.
Just One More. That's the legendary George Jones here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. And we're sitting in the studio with Christine Bolfa and Courtney Granger, and they've got their George Jones tribute tomorrow night at the Blue Moon Saloon. Yeah, great song, Courtney. I was looking at these things yesterday. I was looking up, you know, a little information about George Jones, and they had a list of things that folks found out, I think, at his funeral. And they have a list of them, and one of them goes, okay, number one, George Jones never got over being nervous when he was appearing on the Grand Ole Opry stage. He says, especially when Roy Acuff was introducing. Says number. He almost turned. No, well, I'm going to get to this one later. Here's what I didn't know. George Jones loved Raisin Bran, but he hated raisins. So he always had his dear wife. His dear wife would remove the raisins from his Raisin Bran for breakfast every morning.
That's a good woman right there.
There you go. I wonder if they all did that for him, or if he finally found
the one that would actually do it for him.
There you
I'm
go.
Surprised she did it though. I think she was the toughest wife he had.
That's a tedious task there, taking the raisins out of Raisin Bran. George Bush liked to work out to White Lightning when he was in the gym. And Winona Judge sang How Great Thou Art at the 1998 funeral of Jones's ex-wife, Tammy Wynette, and with Jones sitting in the front row. And she ended up singing the same song Thursday a couple of Thursdays ago at his service. So anyway, just some interesting little facts about George Jones. Once again, I mean, what else can we say about George Jones?
Well, Courtney and I were just talking, just like, you know, sometimes you hear, I remember as a teenager, you know, hearing some of his songs, thinking, man, that is the corniest, like, if you listen to the words, like,
right.
Nobody else could pull it off, you know, like, but George sings it, and you're like, man, I love that song, you know, but, like, some of his songs are, you know, pretty corny and cheesy.
Yabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, and so are you.
You know, but, like, you love it, because, like, just hearing George sing it, it's like, I don't know.
It's fun, yeah, it's fun.
It's the delivery of George that makes the song, you know, no matter what he sings, he can deliver a song.
Certainly. Well, once again, thanks so much, guys, for coming by and just bringing this music and letting everybody know about this great show. It begins tomorrow night. Blue Moon Saloon, 9 o'clock. The George Jones Extravaganza with Christine. And name some of the few people showing up again.
Yvette Landry, David Greeley, Dave Traynor,
Kelly Jones,
Savoie, Wilson Savoie, and then the band, the all-star band lineup, Wimmer and E and Glenn Fields and Tico and Chris Brew.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go out on probably a song that people remember most about George Jones. I remember when I was working for T-Ed at the jukeboxes back in the late 70s.
Ooh, you're dating yourself, Nancy.
This was a popular. I remember when this song was out because we were putting it in the jukeboxes down around Mamou, Bazille, Eunice, and all that area.
Awesome.
He said, I'll love you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Cecil.
She told him you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
George Jones's signature tune, one he almost passed on. I said he thought he was too sad, but we best remember him by that tune today. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. This guy's still around. Mamu Boy, Jimmy C. Newman.
God was so good when he let me keep you. Don't know what I would do without you. I'd be blue like a song with no music, like a bell that won't ring. Without you'd be confusing, 'cause you're everything. At night would fall, I'd hear you call my name and hold me this way. In all my prayers I'll keep you there and love you more every day. God was so when he let me keep you, don't know what I would do, but I know I'd be blue. Me keep you, don't know what I would do, but I know I'd be blue.
Wondering if I'll ever be free. Round and around and around I town, starting out early, coming home late. Every night with a brand new date, I'm on a honky-tonk merry-go-round, acting like a foolish clown, still racing those blues that you left with me, wondering if I'll ever be free.
Revelers with their great version of Kidnapper. Coming out of Kelly Jones Savoy and Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round. And a classic by Jimmy C. Newman, I'd Be Blue. From David Egan's brand new self-titled album. He's got one foot in the bayou.
Limousines, down home girl. uptown dreams, penthouse suites, Broadway shows. Just don't move it like that. Sad cool she done gone up to the city. Now she don't know what to do. She got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou. She packed her bags. You should have seen the bits of cans full of turnip greens. She done gone up to the city, still got mud on her shoes. She got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou. She might come home, you just can't tell. But if she runs out of luck, then I'll drive right up and get her in my truck. Cause she done gone up to the city, now she don't know what to do. Born and raised in Morgan City, still got mud on her shoes.
And you're so kind, and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. They just stand around and boast how they blackmailed a sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a
brother Deej Leg, Weya. Before that, from Highway 61 Revisited, Dylan with Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, and we began with David Egan, One Foot in the Bayou, from his self-titled brand new album on Ronda Sue Records. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go out with something from Yvette Landry's No Man's Land album. This is Lord, I Get High. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Just an old drinking song.